This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump will be traveling to Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday amid the fury over the shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man, in the back by a white police officer. White House spokesman Jud Deere told reporters Saturday night that Mr. Trump will be meeting with law enforcement officers and surveying some of the damage from recent protests. The visit may exacerbate tensions in Kenosha, where a crowd of about 1,000 demonstrators gathered outside a courthouse Saturday night to denounce police violence. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social media site made a mistake in not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
He says on Facebook, the page for the Kenosha Guard violated policy and had been flagged by a bunch of people.
The reviewers who the initial complaints were funneled to didn't pick this up.
The page came down Wednesday after an armed civilian allegedly killed two people and wounded a third.
At this point, we haven't yet found any evidence that the shooter was following this Kenosha Guard page or was connected to the event or invited to the event in any way.
Zuckerberg also says Facebook is now taking down posts that praise 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who is white and has been charged in the deadly shootings. I'm Julie Walker.
Residents in southwestern Louisiana are embarking on the epic task of clearing away felled trees, ripped off roofs, and down power lines after Hurricane Laura tore through the parts of the state. The U.S. toll from the Category 4 hurricane rose to 16 deaths, with more than half of those killed by carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators.